are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does. Got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, I have found a new life. Stuck on you, I found this place and this is where I'm gonna stay. Guess I'm on my way, Jesus. This is where I found my hope and my joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, yes. So mighty glad I have found a new life. Oh, this is a true and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into this world to save a sinner like me. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Oh, I don't ever want to leave you. I don't ever want to lose my calling. I love the brethren. I love my pastor. I love the church. Oh, Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to stick with you. 'Cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful way. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, oh, so mighty glad I've found a new life. True and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to stay with you. Oh, and oh, I don't want to ever have to leave you. Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to stick with you. Oh, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful way. Now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Have you found a new life? I have found a new life. Lift up your hands and sing with me. Oh, I have found a new life. Have you found a new life? I have found a new life. Oh, 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 I have found a new life.
Amen, amen. Stuck on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now, it's time for the reason we're here, for the purpose of us being here. By the grace of God, we are here to receive the word, and we will receive it. Amen. 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 So with a round of applause and standing to your feet, let us welcome our one, our pastor, our daddy, our Reverend Orleans Lindsay. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you give a wonderful hand clap and a shout to Jesus? What a blessing. What an honor. I am so touched by that skit that Christ came to pay everything that was owed the devil, that was owed your old life. And I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And, you know, I have a little surprise. I don't know whether to give to you now or after the preaching. You know, why don't you relax and enjoy the beauty of God's creation? Music is something that the Lord, initially Lucifer, was created with timbrels and harps. He became proud and decided to use it to praise himself. But God has given us some very talented young men. These are called the Sweet Influences Jazz Stars. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, let's sit down and relax and enjoy some heavenly music, which is interpreted in notes. Heavenly notes. Welcome the Sweet Influences Jazz Stars. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. On piano, Junior.
Together for these great
talents that the Lord has given to us. Oh, you can do better for the Lord. Father, be magnified. Jesus, we thank you so much for such a wonderful, wonderful grace and anointing you've given to young people who could have been in clubs, who could have been doing drugs, who could have been in jail, who could have been wasting their lives away. But they choose to do that which Lucifer so preciously was endowed to do, but he did not do. Preserve them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Anoint them, Lord. Cleanse them and redeem them fully by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray that all of us will do our best to contribute our quota to the work of your kingdom, putting our talents to our best and our best to your use. Holy Spirit, it's your time. Speak to us. We bind every force of Satan, every agenda of the enemy. We ask, Lord, have your way. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now, for a few minutes, I want to conclude our study on the blood, the power of the blood for salvation. Hallelujah. And today, you know, that we've been talking about the blood and what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for us. And then we made reference to Hosea chapter 1 and chapter 3. The fact that God, to let you know what it means to pay the price to buy you back. All Christians were like harlots, prostitutes, who your husband knows you are prostituting, but still wants you back, will pay any price to have you back. It's like the devil is pimping Christians. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what that scripture. The devil is like a pimp. Yeah, pimp. He's drawing and destroying. Anybody who's pimped, you are destroyed. By the time the pimp makes money off you and releases you, you are good for nothing. You lose self-worth. You are insecure. You are laden with sexually transmitted infections, gonorrhea, HIV, AIDS, syphilis, Trichomonas vaginalis, herpes simplex type 1, 2, yeah, anogenital warts, syphilitic chancre, treponema pallidum infection. That's syphilis. Haemophilus decree. They are all infections. They are there. All through the pimping. Now, this is what happens to Christians when the devil is finished with us. People are in jail. People have no self-worth, no job, on addictions. I mean, jobless, schoolless, homeless, no dignity, sick, dying, has finished pimping you. But you see, one day I looked at two young men. One was in Christ fully, one was in the world fully. As that twin who had gone to steal things and was dying of HIV, the twin who was a Christian was preaching to her. You could see that they have been operated by two different powers under the influence of two extremes of powers. One was under the influence of Christ. One was under the influence of Satan. But that person who at that time received Christ was bought back by Jesus. She may die and go to hell. She may die and go to heaven. But the body that was destroyed. Listen. No matter how much distraction the devil has given to you, he can't destroy your spirit. Yeah. Bible says, don't be afraid of those who destroy the body but cannot affect your spirit. Don't be afraid. Yeah. No matter how terrible your situation, You've been pimped for 35 years. It doesn't matter. It's only the body that has been affected. When Christ buys you back, he does many things. So we learned from the Bible that when Christ buys you back, it's called redemption. He pays the precious blood. Go and listen to the message. Yeah. He pays the precious blood of Jesus Christ. See, that's fear not them which can kill the body and are not able to kill the soul or the spirit, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. All right. So redemption is to buy you back by the precious blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. You know, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So we have redemption. The next thing is forgiveness. So they buy you back. For somebody to buy you back as a harlot, as a prostitute. But meanwhile, you are Mrs. Jesus. But Jesus comes and says, I want you back. You made yourself mistress devil, mistress Satan. Yeah. You even dropped your name. But Jesus said, no problem. I'll marry you back. I got you. I want you back. Like we saw. You know. That's what God is doing, redemption. And then he forgives us. That's the next thing, forgiveness. No, I won't take it against you. I won't take it against you. The next thing he does, he cleanses us. We learned it last week. Cleansing, power washing. What can take your sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can take your sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. So Jesus Christ cleanses us. The Bible says in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. Look, it doesn't matter that somebody was a drug addict, alcoholic, was a polygamist, was a liar. When they come to Christ, they are as good as the person who never did any of these sins. It's only the blood that does that. You know, the way it is, many Christians don't believe that we have anything to subject to the blood. How many have lied before? You've lied before. You've lied before. If you've ever lied before, give me a wave. Look, the whole church. What does it make us? Liars. How many have stolen something before? At least meat from your mother's soup. You've stolen something before. Hey! Now I know where my meat went. The last time my soup was empty, as if an angel had come to eat. You were the angel. Ah! What does that make him? A thief. What does that make all of us? Thieves. How many have fornicated, not now, fornicated ever in your life, ever? My hand is up. Even your pastor has before. Only a few people. Your people like Nana. Oh! Look, the whole church, almost everybody has fornicated before. What does that make us? Fornicators. And those of you who didn't lift your hand, I just want you to know the Bible says that if any man, anybody looks at another person lustfully, you have committed adultery in your heart. Oh, you righteous Nana and Lady Pastor, you are also adulterers and fornicators. You need the blood. Pastor Daniel, we're okay. We're okay. They are just like us. We will know who we are. We know we need the blood, but look at these people. Righteous them, look at them. Meanwhile, have you looked at somebody's bum bum as a gun before?
Yes.
Lady Pastor, have you looked at a nice man like me as I'm going to say, this man is a really nice man before?
Oh.
You see? Sometimes I'm preaching, I see she's looking at my behind like that. Look at somebody. Looking at my chest. You don't know, I am on live stream. The world is looking at my chest. Instead of looking at my the message. Hallelujah. Now, what it means is that the Bible says in Hebrews 5:28, but I say, Matthew 5:28, I say to you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. What does that make us? Fornicators. How many have the commandment said, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's belongings? How many have coveted? You saw a car, you wish that this car was yours. Yeah. You saw a woman who's married, you wish, if only I could get this guy or this man to marry. What does that make us? Covetous. We have broken many commandments. Now, with all these sins, you cannot save yourself. You cannot pardon yourself. That's the reason why. Look at the righteous people who have not fornicated before. Bible says your righteousness at best is like filthy rags. As filthy rags. The best of the bestest, if there's a word like that. They are. They have not broken any hymen. Never had sex before. It means that's, look, you're great, but you're not that great. Filthy rags is what the Lord calls our righteousness. The only thing that can, how many, do you know what filthy rags are? Yeah. Used tampons. No. In the Bible, go to a good concordance. It says that those days they didn't use tampons, they used rags. And the rags, when it is already used, they call it filthy. When it's not used, it's called just rags for clean tampons. When it's used, it's called filthy used rags. And they say when you say you are righteous, at best you are like used tampons. How many think that you would like to take used tampons and use it as clothes? Yeah. You know somebody keeps used tampons in the pocket and then you hug the person. But Jesus said, I will cleanse you. No, I'm serious. He power washes us with the blood. Only the blood. What can wash your sins away? Nothing but the blood. Jesus. And the next thing is he sanctifies us. That means he sets us apart. Makes us special. The Bible says, Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate for us. Ladies and gentlemen, he stayed out so that we can go in. He suffered outside the gate so that we can go inside. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, come boldly to the throne of grace, that ye may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He sanctifies us. That means make us special, separates us for special use. Do you know what that means? It means the thief has been approved to become a policeman. Yeah. The cat has been given approval to take care of the mice or the meat. Yeah. That is what the blood does. When God sees you and sees the blood that has washed you, he sees the purity of Jesus. He says, so long as Jesus' blood has been shed for you and you have accepted it, I can do anything with you. You are as white as snow. Though your sins be as crimson, he'll make it white. That's how come a nightclub attendant like me, manager of a nightclub. Yeah, a CEO, assistant of a nightclub, can become a preacher. Wow. That's how come a pimp like Pastor Daniel, former pimp, can now be a preacher. only by the blood of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who has been sanctified by the blood can become anything. Never tell yourself you can never be a preacher. Never tell yourself you're too bad to be visited by angels. Some of you have had dreams like Jesus visited you, but because of what you did two nights ago, you rejected it. It could not be Jesus. But if you accepted the power of the blood, you can never out-sin God. There's no amount of... Ladies and gentlemen, what Jesus did on the cross, when we are singing the songs about the cross, there should be no... It's like we will be sober and somber and we will be reflective. Yeah. Worshipful. Meditating about it. How can you say, what can wash my sins? Okay, that one even is a little of a rejoicing because you are talking, rejoicing about your sins. But when you say, souls are parting to eternity and you are laughing and you are... Many people don't understand the implication of what Christ has done. The suffering he did. This man was spanked and his back was bruised. He shed blood, number one. Yeah. Then he was put somewhere and thorns were pressed on his head. Blood was shed from his head, number two. Then he was put on the cross and then they ridiculed him, King of the Jews. After flogging him for his back too. Then they put him on the cross, nailed his arms. Blood gushed out. Then his feet, boom, boom, big nails. Blood gushing out. And finally, when they were assessing whether he was dead, they put a spear and pierced his side to see whether he was dead. Blood came mixed with water. And they said that diagnosis, death. All those were done for you. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, that without the shedding of blood, and almost all, give me verse 21 even. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacles, all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, is there no remission of sin? If you will study anthropology, and you will learn, almost every tribe of humanity, yeah, they make sacrifices, blood sacrifices, to atone, to appease the gods. Yeah. To make covenants. Yeah. Even marital covenant, blood is shed. That's why you ladies have hymen. Because it is believed that one act breaks the hymen and blood is shed. A covenant is exchanged. It's a contract. So don't just go around and blood will have blood. So that's why, you see, when blood is shed, spiritual covenants are made. That's why the person who breaks the hymen, you never forget that person. You never forget that person. Because a spiritual, we call it soul tie. Yeah. That's why sexual act, every sexual act sheds blood. Because the lining of these are very thin, intentionally so. Because by that act, blood is shed, a covenant is made. Yeah. You contract evil spirits. You share spirits. Soul tie. Emotional imbalances take place. It's the blood. It's the effect of the blood. That's how come the blood of Jesus Christ, if you've actually contracted with the blood, you start changing. You change, you transform. Real Christians get transformed. Yeah, you're stuck on Jesus. You're stuck on Jesus. The blood starts working on you. Anybody who does not, who lacks blood, you are anemic. Your energy level is different from when blood is transfused. The blood of Jesus is like that. It gives you new energy. Really, blood-born people? Blood-redeemed people? They change. Because following the blood is the spirit. Anybody who is purchased by the blood, the next thing is the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you get transformed. Ladies and gentlemen, if we will understand, and finally it reconciles us to God, the blood. And because we are now reconnected, reattached, reconciled, the Bible says, now you go and reconcile other people. Open for Christ. Any Christian who understands the value of the blood of Jesus Christ, you start sharing with other people about the blood. If you are not doing it, you are an irresponsible Christian. Believe me, for all that Christ did, you think he did it just for us to play. How selfish can we be? I always have a problem with my kids. When? Now that you've grown, you shouldn't leave us to do the house chores. You must participate. Yeah. When we give you pocket money, you must share some. You must say, oh, I also take responsibility for this. Bible says that when you are reconciled, ladies and gentlemen, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. Christ was a son, the Son of God. He came to make you a son, to bear the sacrifices. He bore it outside so that you can go inside. Help other people to also come inside. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's the reason why we have sent people to various areas to start bacentes, to start fellowships, to start college ministries. And wherever you are, it's your responsibility to connect to it. Mr. Seymour, you can't be sitting down when bacenta is going on. And to make it easier for you to value the blood, we've stopped our central midweek service. We're now bringing the church to every area, every zone. So I'm going to inform you where your zone has a bacenta. Those of us who are living in Mississippi, where is Sister, what's your name? Sister Brunetta. Where is it? Where is she? No, well, Sister Brunetta. No, don't worry. If you're living in Mississippi, Pastor Daniel and Sister Brunetta are hosting a Blood of Jesus business activity there called Bacenta. Sister Brunetta, clap for her. So all of us who live in Olive Branch, is there anybody who lives around Olive Branch or in that area? Give me a wave. Mississippi, look at them. From today, that's your job. That's the way you demonstrate that you value the blood. Work with her. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sister Brunetta, give us a wave. And we're going to put you on a platform, the Blood of Jesus Bacenta platform. Amen. Workers for the blood. It's called the Workers for the Blood. Reconciling ministers of the blood. And then we have one in Arlington. Who are the Arlington guys? Clap for them. Rest your feet. Is there anybody who lives in Arlington area? This is it. Okay. That is, she's going to work. You see, they're going to work with you. Now, where are the other bacenters? Tell me. Frazier, where is yours? Frazier. No. This is our bacenter leader for Frazier. Who is making the blood useful in Frazier? How many live in Frazier area? God bless you. From today, join forces to make the blood worthy. God bless you, my brother. This is your shepherd from today. Have you seen? And then those. Which other place? Where is it called? Cordova? Oh, no, it's not Cordova. Bartlett area. Anybody who lives in Bartlett area, give me a wave. God bless you. God bless. Bartlett area, that's your bacenta leader. Please rise to your feet and let them see you. Sister River. And I'm serious. That's where you live, right? God bless you. Where are the other areas? East Memphis. Is anybody living near or close to East Memphis? East Memphis. God bless you. God bless you. That's your Bacenta leader, William and Cheryl. God bless you. Now, is there no one in Cordova? Midtown, downtown. You live midtown, downtown. Yeah. Bacenta leader, please rise your feet. Midtown. Right there, Brother Kelvin. Cordova area. Germantown first. No. Cordova. Cordova. Yeah, it's around Germantown. That's our brother there, brother. Brother Shadi is part of it. All right. So, Brother Richard. So now we're going to reorganize the groups into Bacenta areas. We're going to have fellowship, not just fellowship, but we're going to win people over in that area and build up a fellowship. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell them that the blood of Jesus Christ means something. We're going to try and organize all our Bacenta meetings as close to the weekend as possible, where people will not be too tired in the evening. If it's not working, we will make it. These are apart from the universities. That one, the students are taking care of it. Is there any Bacenta I've forgotten? Germantown. These are Germans. Anybody who lives in Germantown area? Germantown area. No, look at them. Take them. Yours is East Memphis, I think. But ladies and gentlemen, all I'm announcing to you, and then you are aware, LaGrange. Raleigh. Anybody who lives in that area? That's another part of Bartlett. All I'm announcing to you is that from now, we're going to change the platforms and put you in these areas. And we're putting you there to bring value to the blood of Jesus Christ. Not to just join and sit down. We don't need pew warmers. We need active workers. Yeah. Because Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says, my people, Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. Son of man. Were you a son of an animal? No, son of a man. Good. I have made you watchman in the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 18. What is the warning? It says, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require from your hand. If there are people around you who are dying and you don't tell them, when you get to heaven, it's on you. You have blood on your hands. You were washed with blood, but instead of giving it, you kept it. You have blood on your hands about the people. The Bible says in verse 19, but if you obey, yet if you warn the wicked and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. That means make the effort. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the warning. The blood that we have been preaching about ultimately is not just to save us. It's to save us, but it's to cause us to save more people. If you did not identify yourself with any Bacenta, please identify yourself with any of these. Or when we put you in a Bacenta, make the effort to work with them. And let's win souls week after week to fill the kingdom, to make the blood useful. Amen. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet, please. Wow. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I value the blood of Jesus Christ. What it has done for me, I will use it to win many people to Christ. So help me, God.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.